For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trae Young is on the short list of players whose profile swings furthest back and forth along the pendulum of NBA discourse. Welcome to Fantasy NBA Today podcast, a sports ethos presentation hosted by yours truly, Aaron Brewski, and FSWA Hall of Famer Steve Dr. A. Alexander. Today we're talking the Atlanta Hawks, and I got a major correction I got to issue here. I said on last show that Steve Dr. A. Alexander was a resident Atlanta Hawks expert, and he is not. He is detached from that. He's in no way an expert and prefers not to watch the Hawks. So let's just get that away. But these Hawks here, you know, a few years ago, Trae Young was icing out New York in the playoffs. Folks have always had some questions about him, but he was emerging as this clutch time monster, only to evolve into whatever he is now as a guy that Atlanta isn't quite sure about. And we're going to get into all of that in a second here. And before we do that, if this is your first time listening to the show or you still haven't done it, make sure you like the show on whatever platform you're listening to and hit the thumbs up, subscribe, but all that good stuff. It helps us all out and send us feedback on the show. We've been getting a lot of great feedback from you guys and it's totally helpful. And we just want to make this show as good as we can. Do that at Aaron Brewski, AaronBruski, at Dr. A, DocKTora, at Ethos Fantasy NBA is a handle that you want to follow. There's a ton of team review stuff, coming out, as well as all of the news and updates and everything that our crew is doing at Ethos Fantasy NBA. So, Steve, I know you're not an Atlanta Hawks expert, but you want nothing to do with this team. I know the feeling. I cover a team in Sacramento partially that I don't want any affiliation with. But if you don't mind, being somebody that's in the area, can you tell me your high-level Atlanta Hawks take and maybe combine it with your high-level Trae Young take?
Well, first of all, while I'm not a Hawks expert, I do watch the Hawks a lot. And Bob Rathman, the voice of the Hawks on TV, is my guy. He's my guy. Sorry. He's my guy. So I'm not disowning the Hawks. But the day they drafted Luka and traded him for Trae Young, I checked out a little bit. I got upset. And I'm still upset. And it's not getting any better because of what Luka is doing now and where we are with Trae Young. My high-level Hawks take. Jalen Johnson is a can't-miss, next big thing, most improved player candidate that is going to blow up and is going to be on everybody's draft list. And I mean, he's going to be one of those guys that people are reaching for across the board. Onyeka Okongwu could finally bust out this year, get his 30 minutes a game. Clint Capella's in the last year of his contract. The Hawks have been talking about trading him, or people have been talking about the Hawks trading him for at least 2 years. And I think that may finally come to fruition this year. Speaking of Hawks that might be traded, we have gone from Trae Young, the Trae Young and DeJounte Murray experiment not really working out. Starting out that DeJounte Murray may be getting traded to get someone in here who might be a better fit with Trae Young to, well, now we kind of like DeJounte Murray, and Trae Young doesn't seem to be liked by most of the organization. I don't really know. I don't feel like the coach really likes him. I don't feel like his teammates love him. I know he gets dissed on local radio a lot. It just feels like Trey does not fit all that well here. And I think the fact that Luka Doncic is doing what he's doing is just making people even more ticked off. I don't know, but
he messed a couple teams up, that Luka Doncic.
Yeah. Marvin Bagley, DeAndre Ayton, all people taken in front of Luka. But yeah, it feels like Trey is on his way out. And the team is basically just still a mess, like it has been since Dominique left.
Before we get into things, BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Tomorrow we're going to put out a Saturday episode. So, yeah, watch out, people. Yeah, we're getting this show going. I'm going to cover the Houston Rockets. And then this conversation about Trae Young is fascinating. I mean, purely fantasy. We go purely fantasy. 54 games played, injury. Yeah, okay, we get it. But still, like, not the first, late first, early second. I think most leagues he was taken in the early second this last season. But even on a per game basis, not getting it done. Probably the field goal percentage at 43% kind of might be what he is, barring a change in style of play. It looked for a second he might be able to push up into the 45% range. He's just the poster child for like the rule changes, the way that the game has been shifting ever since James Harden made it pretty much illegal to do kind of like. James Harden ushered in the gather step rule, the grab the ball as you're driving to the basket and put it practically on the ground and move your arms up every which way. So maybe your arm will catch a defender in some way, shape, or form, and then you get to the line for two shots. Trae Young, known for jumping backwards on his way to the hoop. So it's really easy to hate these guys, right?
He's also known for coming down the court and launching one from the logo with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. It's like, dude,
and you,
what are you doing?
His teammates, like, he made that, like, oh, that's what I do. That's my shot. And teammates have to want to kill that guy. That's kind of, I think, the ballpark of what we're talking here. And then also you see Trae Young talk with media, talk with mostly media, but like just out in front of the camera. I've never heard Trae Young talk and really thought, okay, hey, this is super mature. This is a guy that gets it. Like, it feels like he's defensive. Like, he has that chip on his shoulder. He's wondering why he's catching the grief, but never really taking the bull by the horns and understanding, yeah, I take a lot of bad shots, and defensively I have some issues, and, you know, whatever else is going on behind the scenes, he's clashing with coaches. I haven't really seen it so much lately. Maybe he is turning a little bit of a corner there. But let's dig a little bit deeper into the Trae Young. What do you think the issue was with Trae Young? Like, why is it, aside from Luka, yeah, that's going to piss off the fan base. DeJounte doesn't work. But, like, specific to Trae Young, is there something that stands out to you, having been in close proximity all these years?
I think we just talked about it. He doesn't play defense. He doesn't seem to get along with his teammates. Like, most teams, you see guys hugging each other and guys talking about each other a lot. And, I mean, you never hear, I just feel like you don't see that camaraderie going on the Hawks. Like, why don't people like this guy? And then you've got the, shooting the ball with all that time left on the clock before teammates are even down the court to get under the basket to try to get a rebound. And, you know, the term hero ball may start and stop with Trae Young. I feel like he likes to play hero ball, which means he likes to shoot off balance jumpers when the odds are not in his favor. And it just... Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But I just feel like his teammates are kind of over it. And, you know, the DeJounte thing is interesting because they brought him in because the last time the Hawks made a deep run in the playoffs, the Celtics just destroyed the Hawks and double-teamed Trey, and there was nobody else to dribble the ball. And I think they got DeJounte Murray so that you know, if Trey gets doubled, he can kick it out to DeJounte, and the offense won't totally shut down. But now DeJounte does play defense, and DeJounte is kind of a team player. And DeJounte had a lot of hero moments for the Hawks that weren't necessarily hero ball, where he hit buzzer beaters to win games late, like multiple games in a row. And now I think the fan base is like, you know what? We like DeJounte. We like Jalen Johnson. We like Okongwu. Let's get Trey out of here and get a couple really good players back in this place and see what we can do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And they could very well do that. I mean, Trae Young's skill is really still off the charts. I mean, in terms of passing, he's an incredible passer, 11 assists per game. Scoring, everybody knows that he can score 26 points, 3 trays. So, I mean, the goods are there. Like, the return would be great, I think, even though you know you have to pay Trae Young a ton of money, and that becomes a question mark for the savvy general manager out there is how many of those kinds of players do you want around? But, like, you know, the rumors of where he might land, I don't even want to get into that because it's, you know, it's going to be kind of pointless until we actually see something legitimate, you know, come out in the form of a report. But if he lands on a team with other good players, you know, how does that look for his fantasy future is one question that's lingering for him. And in general, like, you know, if you add Trae Young to your basketball team, you got to change a lot. Like, he's got to get the ball quite a bit. You know, I wonder if LA has the ability to pull off a deal like that. And I think it feels like that's been in the rumor mill, but like, he's going to have to come in, fit in, and you're going to need some players to sort of let him be himself while also pulling back some of that Trae Youngness. So that's an interesting mix from a fantasy perspective. I guess, where would you see yourself? Say Trae Young goes to, let's not even name a team. Let's say he goes to a team that's got two good offensive players and
Trae Young steps in. Where are you looking at Trae Young in drafts, noting that he kind of finished with like third round value this last season on a per game basis?
Yeah, I'm not messing with him till fourth round.
That's interesting. I think people, that name value is so high that I kind of feel like he would go in the third round, maybe regardless. But the fourth round is definitely a better place for him.
No, I think third round is where he'll go generally. He may go in the second round in some cases, but me personally, I'm not messing with Trae till round four. And you have to remember, it was like 3 years ago we had him as the tenth pick, and you know, first round pick.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the pedigree for people and their viewpoint of what he is in a draft is still a top 20 guy. And then from there, wherever he lands, if there's two other good offensive players, then, you know, people will be like, okay, we got to discount him at least by a round. Probably that's what happens because the name value is so high. If he does fall into the fourth round because those other two players are so good, gets to be an interesting discussion because perhaps he can become more efficient. Don't know if he can get any better on steals. It's asking quite a bit for a guy like that. But he is going to be one of the more, not controversial, but the valuations could be all over the place with Trae Young. And now his backcourt mate, DeJounte Murray, had a really stable fantasy season. You know, late second round value, kind of where he was drafted. It's funny how he became the bad guy for a little bit when maybe Atlanta internally wanted to stay with Trae. And you could start to see his name in the rumor mill with trades. So who knows how much of what was being floated in terms of his discontent, who knows how much of that was accurate, but it does appear like he's got the inside track in Atlanta now. Do you think he goes higher than his late second round valuation currently?
No, I don't really think he should. I think that is right where he belongs.
Kind of a boring, but young and athletic fantasy play.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, steals and threes, and he does a little bit of everything. He does it well. And yeah, he might really blow up if Trae is gone.
Where do you think Bogdan Bogdanovic goes in drafts next year? He finished at the top 33, finish, so late third round. He big numbers. Bogey had his best year ever. And where do you think he goes, and then do you take him at that level?
Well, he's almost 32, right? He's 31 right now. He's going to be 32 in August. And I don't think he was drafted inside the top 8 rounds in leagues last year. Like, he just seemed like an afterthought, I thought. And man, he played a career high number of games, career high number of minutes, career high number of points. He just had a great year all the way across the board. And the numbers aren't going to knock you out or blow your socks off, but he's just a good player. And especially on a Hawks team that has a lot of question marks, he seems like a reliable piece to that puzzle. And I think if Trae is gone, that also helps Bogdanović getting consistent minutes and having a big consistent role again. So, man, where would I take Bogey Bogdanović?
I mean, it's almost like people are probably going to split the difference between his finish last year and where he was drafted in the like 130s. You know, the year.
I mean, yeah, I feel like he's, it's just wild that he was a 130 guy the year before last. So, I mean, he was, that's when he was taken. He was taken at the very end of drafts last year. So, I'm not going to spend a valuable pick on Bogey, but if he's there in round seven and I'm looking for the best available player, I'm going to take him.
Yeah, his knee has been the issue for so long, and he kind of reminds me of these players that they eventually get by the knee injury, or in this case, he might have realized, hey, my NBA mortality is on the line. I have to get in the most amazing shape of my life to deal with this knee injury, and says, okay, I'm going to do it. And then, by the way, this is my last kind of peak performance time in my career, so I'm just going to go for it. And he and everybody around him say, okay, yeah, we're going to go for 30 plus minutes for 79 games and throw caution to the wind. And it works out. So we'll see. I think your evaluation is pretty much dead on. But okay, we've been burying the lead the entire time. Jalen Johnson, when I saw him in the playoffs two seasons ago, or however you want to say that, it was like, oh my God, look at this guy. And he only played a handful of minutes, and they were really good minutes, and the stats just weren't there during that time. And I kept kind of sending word through the mean streets of Sports Ethos, hey, you know, let's keep this guy a little bit under wraps here, because, you know, we don't want to go shouting for the mountaintops too early on this guy, because everybody and their mother is going to jump on it. And unfortunately, during preseason, we saw those elements and did a lot of film work with Jalen Johnson in the off season. And when I say a lot, I mean, like, probably watched whatever his minutes were from that season, and that was all it took. And he just has this combo of size and speed and athleticism that is very rare, in addition to a pretty good feel for the game. And the ability to soar and dunk obviously became, you know, the thing during last season. But, you know, we had him ranked at like 75 or something last year, and he would have clobbered that if not for Kyle Kuzma racing down the floor. And I mean, they seemed cool with it, so I guess they're not calling it cheap, so I shouldn't call it cheap, but he had no shot at defending Jalen Johnson and ended up costing him 4 or 5 weeks with a wrist injury, and then the ankle stuff started piling up toward the end of the year. So he finishes with 56 games played and still a top 85 finish in 9 cat games by total. So this guy's a beast. And you're absolutely right. Like, he's going to be all over draft guides everywhere. I wish he hadn't gotten hurt, because that would have probably been the final nail in the coffin for a lot of championships that ended up being like second places. Where do you think he goes? And how excited are you about it? Are you at our level of excitement with Jalen Johnson? I think you had kind of alluded to that in the open, but...
Well, yeah. I'm fired up. And Sadiq Bey is a restricted free agent. They've got to get rid of him. The problem last year, in addition to Jalen's injury, was he had to split minutes with DeAndre Hunter and Sadiq Bey. And that was just a total buzzkill for those of us who were waiting for the Jalen Johnson explosion. But, you know, you were talking about the athleticism and the size, athleticism and size and strength of Jalen Johnson is a rare combination. And you watch this guy play, and he just completely passes the eye test. In fact, he passed the eye test as cleanly and easily as anybody else in the league right now. Like, he just looks like a star in the making, and I think he's going to be. And, you know, I think he's going to go in round 4 in a lot of leagues, just because by the time the season gets here, the hype is going to be real. I will probably be reaching for him into round 3, and who knows, by the time the season gets here, he could be round 2. He could have round 2 hype, which I hope he doesn't. I really don't want to take him in the second round. I'm hoping to get him in the fourth round, to answer your question.
I mean, all of those scenarios are in play. I really doubt the fifth is in play. The ankle issue is concerning. It feels like maybe he just didn't understand that he had weak ankles. So I think there were some references to, like, finally getting into some higher top, more restrictive shoes. Players do resist that because, you know, they played sort of free their whole lives and feel like they're getting bottled up by those ankle braces. But that's just going to be a fact of life for him, possibly, going forward. We've seen young players struggle with that, and it's really been detrimental to their seasons. I remember Steph Curry had Dorito ankles, was the term I used to use back in the day. It was brutal, right? Like, there was a couple of years Steph absolutely was brutal with that stuff.
Some of my best work, Dorito ankles.
That does make sense. So, I mean, that's a little bit of a concern, and I don't know, like, do you just throw caution to the wind with that kind of thing because you see the talent?
Yeah, I mean, I'm now, if he goes through this coming season with ankle and wrist injuries, then it's a red flag for the future. But I'm not going to let what happened last year stop me this year from going all in on him. I'm just not. I'm too excited by everything about his game.
That's last year, Andre, our producer, who you guys know from around Sports Ethos in various capacities, he had to like pull me back. Like I wanted to rank him 40 last year. He's like, you can't do it, man. Like, you know, that's too much. Cause I had that level of excitement watching him play. If he can get a more consistent jump shot, you know, continue to work on his handles, decision-making, defensively, I'd like to see him use some of that leaping ability to get more blocks, free throws. I mean, there's actually ways he can get better. That's the scary part with Jalen Johnson. And the fact that he had that really quiet rookie season is just kind of interesting on a few different levels, you know, player development wise. And the fact that once he put it all together, it was just extremely obvious that he was going to have that kind of a season for Atlanta. Onyeka Okongwu, I think he's been frustrating for fantasy GMs. Like, not ever really let loose, and sometimes falls into this really passive game where his stats just don't show up. It feels like there's been two gears for him, one where he's cut loose and one where he just kind of plays safe. You're probably gunning for him, though, this upcoming season, if I had to guess, yeah?
A little bit. If Clint Capella is finally out of the way, which it sounds like he may be, then it's Okongwu time. And I'm down with that. I just think everybody's, for the last two seasons, people are like, you know, I get that question all the time. Hey, man, is Capella going to get out of Okongwu's way this year? Is Okongwu going to be the man? It's like, I don't know. You know, maybe, but it's the Hawks, and Capella's good. So I don't know what they're going to do. And Capella's totally been in the way the last two years. So it feels like it's finally Okongwu's time.
Got any good Vit Krejci takes, sir? What's your best Vit Krejci?
I don't have any.
You don't have any? All right. Well, I think we're going to talk about that because, you know, there's a big weekend ahead. I don't know what you got going on this weekend, but I'm cutting loose. It's going to be great.
I'm going to tomorrow, beach.
You're going to go to the beach?
Oh, yep.
So nice. Tomorrow we're going to put out a Saturday episode so we can cover some ground on these team reviews. It's going to be the Houston Rockets. And that I'm actually laughing because that's one of the more spicy ones. I don't know why we're doing it on a Saturday. That one's going to be great. There's a lot going on in Houston. Folks, we have a fantasy draft guide that's coming out. It's the NFL draft guide. It is going to be amazing. I've seen copy. I've seen plans. I've seen people involved. And this is as good as anything I've been a part of. And I've been a part of some pretty cool stuff on the NFL side. So definitely check in to the All Sport membership. We're going to have a promo coming out very soon. So you guys can get that at a very low lifetime price. If you keep your membership active when inflation or whatever hits and we're all paying $50 or whatever for whatever, you're going to have this crazy low rate and you're just going to be like, I can't believe I didn't do that sooner. One last time, thank you guys for all of your support and liking and subscribing the shows and doing all the social stuff and sharing the shows and sending us feedback. And you could do that at Dr. A, DOCKTORA, at Aaron Bruski, AARONBRUSKI, at Sports Ethos, and at Ethos Fantasy NBA to get all of the most important feeds into your follow system or whatever. Anyway, this has been Fantasy NBA Today, presented by Bet Online, Sports Ethos presentation. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, be well.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.